News out of the Hanford Nuclear Reservation can sometimes sound like just one critical report after another. In fact, last week, a federal watchdog agency said Hanford's massive waste treatment plant is in jeopardy. Several developments lately have intensified the debate over this question. Should a massive federal waste treatment plant move ahead or stop to fix its nagging technical problems? Correspondent Anna King has more.
Hanford's radioactive treatment plant is so big, expensive, and complex, it's gigantic really, that the government has been building and designing it at the same time. Most now agree that approach is fraught with problems. The question is, what to do? Last week, the Government Accountability Office had one damning report, and a former engineering manager on the project had another. Tom Carpenter heads a Seattle-based watchdog group. He says the Department of Energy isn't coming forward with plans to fix the problems that have been raised over and again.
We're all kind of focused on the future. It's like, what steps are you going to take in the future to make sure that these issues are addressed openly, transparently, and in a manner that satisfies the technical community?
Others say the Energy Department can still get some complex parts of the plant back on the right track. Dirk Dunning is a chemical engineer with Oregon's Department of Energy. Dunning is pleased by one recent development. The U.S. Energy Department announced plans to do full-scale testing on waste mixing vessels that have been under technical scrutiny.
It's not something as simple as doing it in a coffee cup in a lab and then scaling it up to a bathtub size and then scaling that up to a full plant. It's much more difficult than that.
Meanwhile, Washington Congressman Doc Hastings' spokeswoman Jessica Gleason aired some frustration with the Energy Department. She said the agency has yet to provide basic details about what work will be done to test and resolve technical issues, how much this work will cost, or how long it will take to complete. U.S. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu has yet to declare whether he's staying on for President Obama's second term. He's assembled a team to guide solutions to the plant's design. Still to come, yet another federal report, this time from an independent oversight and enforcement branch of the Department of Energy. It's currently finalizing a review of Hanford's waste treatment plant project and work by the government's lead contractor, Bechtel. I'm Anna King in Richland.